Learn more at MervivHealth.com.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are the Roar.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime warranty. That's going to get you in, folks. That's going to make sure that you don't have to worry about anything when it comes to your brand new vehicle that you buy there. Think about Granger Nissan. Granger Nissan of Anderson. Seeing more and more of those everywhere. The biggest selection you can find anywhere in the upstate right now. Plus, that warranty is going to put you over the edge. Gas mileage, if fuel efficiency is important to you, check out what they've got there now. They got a month-long sales event. It's Memorial Day month-long event going on over there now. Worth the short drive from Greenville, Spartanburg, from Seneca, from Greenwood, any of our good folks all around, to Granger Nissan of Anderson. We were by the other day. The lot looks fantastic. GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. To our guest lines, where Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com joins us. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
We are fantastic. I want to talk about several things here. First and foremost, the schedule as far as what the coaches, and I know they're on the road right now, you know, recruiting and evaluating and getting the doors from a recruiting standpoint. Any major storylines coming out of the most recent on the road with the staff?
I wouldn't say any major storylines. You know, they've extended several 2024 offers, a few 2023 offers recently, offered a big offensive lineman from the state of Louisiana recently for 2023, named Caden Jones, about 6'7", 305, and you know, offensive tackle is a big need for them in this class. So that's one of the stories we have on the site this morning. But, you know, I think overall it's just, you know, been your business as usual evaluation period where they're just trying to get out and see as many players as they can, offer as many quality players as they can, and then finalizing their camp list in terms of making sure they get as many of the key prospects in town as they can, not only guys they've offered, but guys who are also still under evaluation and guys that they want to learn more about, see how coachable they are, how quickly they learn, all those kinds of things. So, I was actually at a golf tournament yesterday in Florence that Shane Beamer and several of the assistant coaches were there for a little bit, and then several of them had to go out and recruit. But I get the feeling that they feel good about where they are in recruiting right now, and there's certainly a lot of excitement within the program and a lot of positive energy right now.
All right. I want to get into schedule-wise and look at where these teams are. And at least you think about where they are moving forward now, again, with Shane Beamer. And a lot of these programs got a lot of turnover anyway. And I'm just looking at – I did this last night. Looked at where South Carolina is and where they want to go. And a couple of programs right now in that SEC East. I want to talk specifically about Kentucky, about Tennessee, and about Florida. Let's begin with Tennessee because they're kind of in that same mold. Last year, the new coach at Tennessee – last year, Tennessee jumped all over South Carolina early. The Gamecocks played better in the second half. But this series has gone back and forth. The Gamecocks played fairly well. Won 4 out of 5 there from 2008 to 2012. After losing 3 in a row, they won 3 in a row in 16, 17, and 18. Now they've lost 3 in a row. It seemed like it's momentum between the two. Where, in your opinion, in year two is South Carolina compared to year two with Tennessee?
I still think there's a lot of similarities. I think the big question – and the big key with Tennessee and Josh Heupel is, you know, is his offense going to continue to get better over time, assuming he improves his personnel, or are our teams going to figure it out and be able to slow it down, and is it going to put too much pressure on his defense with the tempo he runs and the way he does things. And I think there's a fine line there between those two, between having an explosive offense and an up-tempo offense and going really fast versus, you know, having that same approach but not being as productive and then wearing your defense out. And so I think year two is going to be telling, and I don't know which way it's going to go. I don't have a good sense of it, but I don't think they were quite as good in the second half of the season as they were in the first half of the season. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that shakes out. But I think there's a lot of similarities in terms of the way South Carolina and Tennessee are recruiting. You know, they're going after a lot of the same prospects. They've offered a lot of the same prospects. I think there's, you know, positive energy within both programs right now. So you know, year two is going to be big for both programs, both head coaches, I would say.
Year one at Florida, South Carolina's lost three in a row to Florida, really lost five of the last six. Now, several of those have been close, but Billy Napier takes over a program at Florida that really needs an injection of talent and a lot of other things just besides talent. Thoughts on where they are, thoughts on South Carolina maybe in the ascension in the SEC East and where Florida is?
My perception from the outside looking in, and this is not inside information, I haven't really spoken to any of my counterparts at Florida, but at least not recently. But I think Napier's got his work cut out for him to get that team where they need to be from a mental standpoint and a confidence standpoint and a work ethic standpoint. I think he's taken over some, in some cases, some players who have not worked as hard as they needed to. And I think Dan Mullen had lost his team in a lot of ways. And, you know, Billy Napier obviously has a very different personality from Dan Mullen and is going to take a very different approach in building that program. And I think long-term, you know, Napier could have a ton of success. But I think in the short term, it's going to take him some time to get those players to buy into the way he wants to do things. And, you know, I'm not sure year one is going to go as well as a lot of fans and would like. That's just my educated guess right now from some things I've heard and some things I've seen and just some of the things I knew about their team last year. But, you know, South Carolina goes to Florida, and the Swamp is always a tough place to play, and you certainly can't count on that being a game you're definitely going to win. But I do think it's a game that South Carolina has a good chance to win if the season goes as expected.
The Kentucky series is interesting because the Gamecocks were dominant. Since joining the SEC, South Carolina really owned Kentucky for the most part. However, Kentucky now is on a great run. They've won six of the last seven. Is that Mark Stoops? Where is he in his program compared to Beamer? And what are your thoughts about South Carolina turning the series back around in their favor against the Wildcats?
You have to give Stoops a ton of credit. It's not a coincidence that they've won six out of seven against South Carolina with him as head coach. I think he's been very underrated in a lot of eyes with the job he's done at Kentucky. It's obviously a basketball first program, always will be, or basketball first university and always will be. But you know, he took on the challenge and has done a great job in evaluating players. And I think has done an even better job in player development and gets the most out of his players. He's always going to have a physical and well-coached defense. And they can run the football. Your quarterback's been an up-and-down situation for him, but they seem to have found something there now. So going to be a tough matchup for South Carolina. You know, it's a game they could have won last year if they'd gotten anything out of their offense. Their defense kept them in the game and gave them a chance to win, but they just didn't get enough out of their offense. But I don't think there's any question that is a series that South Carolina has to find a way to get back to the positive side of. They have to start winning that game more than they lose it. And it wouldn't have bothered a lot of Gamecock fans if Mark Stoops would have gotten one of the open jobs in the offseason, but that didn't happen. So, I think Shane Beamer is – he understands that challenge and wants to take it head on, and in Lexington would be big for South Carolina this year.
Tony Morales, I guess, thebigspur.com. In prep for the show today, for this interview, I did the three. I should have done Missouri. While you were talking just now, I looked at Missouri. Missouri is one of five of the last eight games against South Carolina. That shouldn't happen, in my opinion. Where are the Gamecocks and the Tigers now in this battle for Columbia?
Yeah, you know, that was a big game last year, and you know, I think that I agree with you. I think South Carolina should be better than Missouri, and that should be a series that they win more than they lose. There's been a lot of close games in that series since Missouri joined the SEC, and that's probably going to continue to be the case for at least the next few seasons. But I think in time, if Beamer builds South Carolina's program to where I think he can, I think South Carolina has more potential and a higher upside than Missouri as a program and should be a better football team most years going forward.
Yeah, so in summary, and I want to ask you about picking these teams off in the ascension in the East. But in one way, by the way, we're not including Georgia in this. The Gamecocks aren't in there in the same neighborhood as Georgia right now. Shouldn't be, and that shouldn't be the goal. The goal is getting up to where Georgia, you know, where you can challenge Georgia. But should we be surprised that the Missouri and Kentucky gap is seemingly, at least the last 7 or 8 years, as wide or even wider than Florida and Tennessee? I mean, traditionally you think Florida and Tennessee should be better than Kentucky and Missouri, but the Gamecocks have had almost as much success against Florida and Tennessee as they have Missouri and Kentucky.
Yeah, true. And I think part of that is an indictment on you know, how the last, I don't know how many years you're going back, but, you know, Florida and Tennessee have struggled in relative to their historical success. You know, Tennessee's been through so many coaching changes in the last 15 years or so, or whenever Philip Fulmer, I can't remember exactly when he retired, but so many coaching changes, and that obviously has created a lot of instability with their program. And then, you know, Florida's had a number of changes too, and you know, the Urban Meyer scenario where he, you know, won a national championship and then proceeded to basically run the program in the ground from a disciplinary standpoint. And they've been trying to come back from that ever since. And I'm not sure things were much different under Dan Mullen, quite honestly, when it came to things to that side of things. So that's one of the reasons why I think Napier has so much work to do there. But I, you know, Kentucky's had South Carolina's number. And, you know, the Missouri one series has been, I don't know if they have the exact number. You may have it in front of you, but I think it's been pretty close to even since they joined the SEC between the two teams. South Carolina got the best of them early, and then Missouri got the better of them in the last 5-6 years. So, but I think it's just more about the instability at Tennessee and then the coaching changes at Florida and some of the disciplinary issues they've had down there that's created that scenario you referenced.
Yeah, so I just added Missouri into this. Since 2014, South Carolina is 5-11 against Florida and Tennessee. There's 4-12 against Missouri and Kentucky. They've beaten Florida and Tennessee in the last 8 years more than they've beaten Kentucky and Missouri. And so that's an indictment of those two programs, traditional programs there. All right, moving forward. Traditionally, you talked about what South Carolina should be. Moving forward, where do you feel better about the staffs at Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida compared to South Carolina's? Who's in a pecking order of easier game, lower hanging fruit, I guess, in that SEC East ascension?
I would say Missouri is the team they should be able to overcome the soonest and the easiest. Followed by probably Kentucky, but I think a lot of that has to do with whether Mark Stoops stays there long-term or whether he gets another job. If he stays and makes that a career job, and you know, they're always going to be a tough out, but I still think South Carolina should be able to recruit at a higher level than Kentucky and have more elite players and you know, be at least as well coached as they've been under this current staff. That wasn't the case. I wouldn't have said that under the previous staff at South Carolina, but I think this staff can at least, you know, put a comparable product on the field from a coaching and a preparation standpoint. Then I would say Tennessee, just because I think Florida is a better program, easier to recruit to, so much more talent in the area, the flagship university of the state. I mean, there's just, to me, there's no scenario where Florida, Florida State, and Miami should all be as bad as they were last year or have been in recent years. It just, it does not compute in my mind with the amount of talent in that state that they have to recruit. And I think Billy Napier is a good head coach and is going to have success if they can be patient with him, because I don't think it's going to be overnight success there. But I think Florida has the highest upside of all of those programs and is going to be the toughest team for South Carolina to recruit against and you know, be able to compete with them from a talent standpoint year in and year out if Napier recruits like I think he will in time.
I love the big picture thought. I love the staff thought about thinking about some of those things. I just didn't know until I looked at the stat, adding Missouri in there, that the Gamecocks have been more successful against teams you shouldn't be compared to teams that you actually have been. Tell us about the Big Spur. What's coming up? A lot going on with the guys on the road and some official visits right around the corner.
Yeah. Evaluation period is wrapping up, and we'll continue to cover new offers and any breaking info that happens from the coaches being on the road. Summer camp is going to be here before we know it, and we'll have coverage of each of those sessions, with pictures new offers and testing numbers, things like that. So it should be a lot of good content from a camp standpoint. And then, heck, before you know it, fall practice will be here. So great time to join. If anyone's out there considering it, just go to thebigspur.com and become a premium member today.
Thebigspur.com. Thanks an awful lot, buddy. Let's talk some more recruiting when we visit next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mickey.
Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Got a great text from Trey in Malden. Says, Mickey, I just got my garage floor done by Carolina Flooring Specialist, and what a quality upgrade at an affordable price. They did an awesome job. Enjoy the show. Trey and Malden. Trey, thank you so much. Glad you like it. I knew you would. It is affordable, quality job. So appreciate you mentioning that. Go by and see our great friends, the high-performance epoxy-based, resin-based, slip-resistant, stain-resistant, our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call Tim Worley today like Trey from Malden did, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Much more on the other side right after this.
Hi, I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. Do you have a business with 50 or more employees? One of the greatest challenges you face is the cost of employee benefits. You pay a lot for these benefits to help you attract and retain employees. But are you getting the best deal? Are you sure? One of my clients has had these results over the past 15 years. 4 years with no increase at all, and 2 years with a decrease, and an average renewal of only 6%. I can't guarantee everyone these results, but I promise you I will fight as hard as I can to give you the best rate. Give me an opportunity. Give me a call. 864-467-8738. What do you have to lose? I'm Guy, the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
You love to lower your existing auto loan rate by 1%? How about no payments for 90 days? It's never been easier with Founders Federal Credit Union. You can easily apply online at foundersfcu.com/auto or visit an office near you to speak with someone in person. Relax with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions may apply. Membership qualifications require. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Brought to you by our friends at PhD Weight Loss. I want you to be happy. Thing is, I'm happy because of PhD Weight Loss. I'm down. I went from the mid 190s to the mid to high 160s, and I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. 167 on the scale this morning.
And you don't seem like you're having any issues maintaining now.
No, I really am not. Because I've got a good routine.
Yes.
Pretty good routine.
Your lifestyle has changed.
That's right. And it's been great. Other than my pants don't fit. It's been great.
Yes.
Which, good problems to have. Someone, I heard, it was through third party, but there was someone at church who listened to the show, Ron, who has started PhD. I mean, I'm hearing those testimonials all the time for people going to see him. People on their first week, second week, third week. I keep those testimonials coming because I like to hear the life change that people are having with our friends at PhD.
It makes me really happy for people to put health, make health a priority.
MyPhDWeightLoss.com. It's MyPhDWeightLoss.com, the website. Set up an appointment.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Clemson Marina is getting families into new 2022 Triton fiberglass and aluminum fishing boats and other great brands this spring. Triton boats are built for performance, designed to get you on the fish and to the top of the leaderboard. Schedule a service appointment and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all year. We have daily and weekly boat rentals, private events and catering at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boat dealer.
I desperately needed a car, but I didn't want to go through the hassle of trying to finance through a dealership. So I went to LightStream, and I got a loan fast.
Now you can buy the used car you want with a fixed, low-rate loan from LightStream.
The loan process was so easy. I signed all the documents and completed the process while getting my hair done.
I had my money the same day with LightStream. Having that cash helps me get a much better deal. And the LightStream payments are so affordable.
Now you can get the money you need fast for the used car you love with LightStream. Loans start at just 3.99% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit when you buy from the dealership. Apply today at lightstream.com/rate and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/RATE for your extra discount. Lightstream.com/rate.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 3.99% APR to 9.49% APR and included 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/rate for more information.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
What's up for the touchdown?
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Coming out of left field.
music guy over there, Will? You know anything about instruments? Can you play any instruments? You know any of that is? Or you have any musical talent at all?
I do. Piano, drums.
What is that? What is that? It sounds like a straw coming out of a cup. What is that? That's some sort of synthesized.
I believe it is some sort of brass instrument.
Brass. I'm going brass then. You say brass, I'm going brass. Hey, the Phoenix Center does an amazing job for parents. I want to talk to you now about what the Phoenix Center does. It's about prevention. It's about treatment. It's about talking to teens about alcohol and drugs and vapes and all kinds of bad things that can happen. You know, alcohol is a leading drug among young people. Underage drinking is responsible for 4,300 deaths per year for people under the age of 21 in this country. Alcohol kills more youth and adults than all other illegal drugs combined. Get in touch with the Phoenix Center to find out about these alarming statistics. Young people who start drinking before the age of 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems later in life. When it comes to vapes and Juuls, I just, for the life of me, don't understand how somebody can just put liquid in your lungs. But most vapes have nicotine, highly addictive, developing adolescent brains. One Juul has the same amount of nicotine as 2 packs of cigarettes. Liquid in e-cigarettes cause poisoning if swallowed or become in contact with your skin. So why'd you put it in your body? Find out more about those things and how the folks at the Phoenix Center can help you out. PhoenixCenter.org. It's PhoenixCenter.org. So, and wrapping up the conversation with Tony Morrell. I went back just the last 8 years and give you South Carolina's 19-29 against the SEC East in the last 8 years. 8-0 against Vanderbilt. So if you just took out the Vanderbilt, which everybody beats Vanderbilt, it's what you're supposed to do. The Gamecocks are 11-29 in the last 8 years against the SEC East. Oh, by the way, hadn't done a whole lot better against SEC West, but 11-29. What's really interesting to me is they're 2-6 against Georgia, 2-6 against Florida, 3-5 against Tennessee and Missouri, just 1-7 against Kentucky. Let me be clear about this again, Will Clinton. The Gamecocks of the last 8 years have beaten Georgia, Tennessee, and Florida more than they've beaten Kentucky. It doesn't make sense. South Carolina's 1-7 in the last 8 years against Kentucky. 2-6 against Florida and Tennessee, 3-5 against, Florida and Georgia, 3-5 against Tennessee. You got to start beating Kentucky. And all of them are close games. But they find a way to get on the wrong side of the Kentucky. Not all are close, but a lot of those are close. In your pecking order, or tell me where you disagree, Georgia should be the best team in the SEC East year in, year out. Less in-state competition. You can say there's more players in the state of Florida, but more people recruit Florida. Georgia is, in my opinion, a better, easier job. I think Georgia should be the best team in the SEC East.
Agree.
Florida should be the second best team in the SEC East. There's enough talent there, enough long-term success. A lot of staff turnover, a lot of coaching turnover here as of late, but there's just more players there. History, tradition speaking. You know, by the way, Florida didn't have a great long-term history. Florida wasn't great for the longest time. That's the surprising part of Florida football, is Florida has not been that historical power like we think of them in the last 30 years. I mean, Florida was not ranked. Florida finished the season ranked, I should say, inside the top 10 in the AP poll. The first time they did that was 1983. Florida was only ranked inside the top 25. The AP poll started in the mid-30s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Only 7 times from the 30s up until the early 80s. And never inside the top 10. And Florida didn't win major bowl games. Florida didn't win 10 games, all right? This is what's amazing about Florida history of Florida football. Florida didn't win 10 games in one season until 1991.
That's the Steve Spurrier era.
That is the Steve Spurrier era.
Wow.
No coach in Florida football history before Steve Spurrier won 10 games in a season. You think of Florida as like this long-time power in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, and it just didn't happen. Florida didn't win SEC championships. They didn't finish in the top 10. They didn't win 10 games a year. Spurrier came and he changed all that. Ron Zook tried to take it back to the 60s. Urban Meyer changed all that. Will Muschamp, Jim McElwain, and Dan Mullen tried to take it back to the 60s. But I mean, it's not like Florida was this long-time power. I think people are surprised by that. Were you surprised to know that Florida didn't win 10 games until 1991?
I actually did know that. So, no, I'm not surprised. But if you look at the time frame, you know, in the last 20 years since the reformation of the SEC and the divisions, they are definitely number two in the East.
Right. Agree with that. So the next question would be, who should be third? In my opinion, that should be Tennessee. Tennessee has actually pretty good history. Now, one of the most surprising parts of Tennessee is that Tennessee is not, the last 20 years has not been great. But Tennessee for a long time in there, in the Neyland years, right, was a national power. Tennessee won 11-0 in 1938, finished second in the country. Went 10-1 in 1939 and finished second in the country. Went 10-1 in 1940 and finished fourth in the country. There's a bunch of top 10 finishes there. Won the national championship in 1951, the AP national championship. Finished second in the country in 1956. Tennessee had some great teams there in the 60s and 70s. National championship team under Philip Fulmer in 98. So Tennessee's had some success. The problem with Tennessee is the last 20 years has been a dumpster fire. But Tennessee has history. I mean, Philip Fulmer, in his years at Tennessee, finished 12th, 22nd, 3rd, 9th, 7th, 1st, 9th, unranked, 4th, unranked, 15th, 13th, unranked, 25th, 12th, unranked. But Tennessee's is, I mean, they had some top 5, top 10 finishes in there, 2 national championships, 2 AP national championships. But the problem is the last 20 years has just been a dumpster fire. But Tennessee's had history and tradition. Can you agree with then that Florida, not traditionally, but in the pecking order, would you like Florida second, Tennessee third?
What time frame are we talking about?
Going forward.
Going forward.
What they should be.
Yes.
Can we also agree that Vanderbilt is seventh?
Oh, goodness, yes.
Because what I'm trying to get to here is, so should South Carolina be as good as Georgia? No. Fair?
Very fair.
Should it be as good as Florida? No. Fair? Now, the Gamecocks have fared okay against Tennessee, but should South Carolina be as good as Tennessee in football?
Historically, no, but if you look at it from, you know, a 12-year or 15-year perspective, they should be better than Tennessee. They've had, you know, more success in that time frame.
How far you want to go back head-to-head with those two? Because they had, if you go back to like 2008, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're 7-7 the last 14 years.
Okay, yeah.
There. But that's not more success head-to-head. That's as successful head-to-head. That's not, they hadn't dominated the series by any stretch.
And I think for a 6 or 7 year period, they did not beat Vanderbilt and Tennessee in the same year.
I didn't know that. Well, let me ask you this then. I'll put it a different way. I'll frame it a different way. Because I think Tennessee's third. I'm trying to figure out between Missouri, Kentucky, and South Carolina. Would you rather be the head coach at Tennessee or the head coach at South Carolina?
Right now, Tennessee.
Right. I agree. Now, I think it's fair to say that despite being 1-7 against Kentucky and 3-5 in the last 8 against Missouri, let's put it this way. Should South Carolina be better than Missouri in football?
Yes.
I agree with that. Should South Carolina be better than Kentucky in football?
Historically, yes.
But this is what Stoops has done then. Right? It's the Stoops effect. And South Carolina screwed it up too. Missouri, 10-win seasons, nationally ranked, top 10, not great. Now, South Carolina's history is not great either, sans T. Spurrier. But probably better than Missouri. Kentucky, yeah, I'd agree with that too. So, actually, if you think about it, the last 8 years, Missouri's won the SEC East twice. South Carolina's only won it once. Missouri's is 5-3 against South Carolina the last 8 years. So they've outperformed South Carolina on the field, at least from an 8-year standpoint. Now you got to go back farther in its history with Missouri. Bear with me 1 second here. In the history against Missouri, the Gamecocks are 5-6. Since joining the SEC in 2012, South Carolina is 5-5. Is that right? It's been 10 years there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 10 years. So 5-5 with Missouri. Got to do better than that is the point. In climbing upper mobility in the SEC East, you're not going to beat Georgia. Long term, I don't know, Tennessee, Florida. But you got to start doing better against Kentucky and Missouri. I think that happens a lot of fans. It's like, we should be, you know, you feel better about this. Yeah, we should be better than them. We should be. But really, are you? Have you been? And maybe I'm blinded by it because I'm here, but you should be better than Kentucky and Missouri. But you haven't been. The alarming statistic there for Gamecock fans is, outside of Vanderbilt and SEC East last 8 years, you're 11-29 in the SEC East. And again, the West, you hadn't done a whole lot better. All right, final segment of a Tuesday show. Let's talk about Tyson Pumichon. Let's talk about the Clemson Coastal game tonight. Give you an idea of what's going on in the golf, the NCAA golf stuff. And then final point, I'm going to give Will one more chance to think about it. What would you turn down $100 million in sports for? What would you not do for $100 million? Revisit that a little bit. Jack Nicklaus turned down $100 million from the Saudi golf tour. What could you do as far as that goes? Hey, my great friends at Katichi, CATEECHE.com. I would love for you to get down, play Katichi. I get great texts from it all the time. They have putting clinics going on, short game clinics going on, aim point clinics going on, junior stuff going on right now. We'll get with Andrew tomorrow, the PGA Championship. The food is fantastic. The golf is even better, and the instruction might be even better than that, the David Ledbetter Academy there. Memberships are affordable and great. They're going to have an unbelievable summer over there. Get down to Katichi. Make your accommodation, CATEECHE.com. I love it every time I head down, and I have friends of mine always saying, hey, next time you go, let me know. CATEECHE.com. Short break, much more on the other side after this.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/radio. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/radio. That's 4hymns.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and two free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep. Rest assured.
If you or someone you know has been unable to work full-time and has been dealing with a veteran's disability case or TDIU claim on their own for several years and has received a hearing notice, it still isn't too late to get a lawyer for your case. Let's improve your chance of victory with your case today with the team at Thompson & King. They know veterans law. It's never too late to know more about your case and be as prepared as possible. Call Thompson & King at 864-222-0200 or visit thompsonking.com and let us help you.
Would you love to lower your existing auto loan rate by 1%? How about no payments for 90 days? It's never been easier with Founders Federal Credit Union. You can easily apply online at foundersfcu.com/auto or visit an office near you to speak with someone in person. Relax with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions may apply. Membership qualifications require. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
What goes into a Bojangles scratch-made buttermilk biscuit? 49 savory steps. During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app. It's bow time.
For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Don't let the automotive chip shortage put the brakes on your income. Glen Raven is hiring manufacturing workers in all Sunbrella plants. It's a great opportunity to join an established company that manufactures high-quality, sought-after Sunbrella products. Whether you're skilled in manufacturing and ready to start immediately, or new and willing to be trained, 40 to 48-hour work weeks are available for all full-time employees. Plus, you can earn premium pay for night shifts. In addition to earning highly competitive pay, you'll also enjoy paid vacation and holidays, 401k matching, a pension program, free on-site medical care, 24/7 fitness, and more. Sunbrella is hiring, whether you've worked in manufacturing for years or if you're new to manufacturing and willing to be trained. Shift gears today and get on board with Sunbrella. Apply today at join.sunbrella.com. That's join.sunbrella.com.
Hey guys, do you need more energy, more stamina, and to shed that winter weight? Of course you do. Book a consult today at lowcountrymail.com. We have customized weight loss plans that keep that weight off for good. Testosterone replacement plans are just $7 a day. We are a concierge service where medication, doctor visits, and much, much more are included in a low monthly price. No long-term contracts, straightforward pricing, results that matter. Make man men again. Lowcountrymail.com.
Start your day with the Mickey Plyler Show. Each day from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Welcome back, final segment of a Tuesday show. Tomorrow we'll talk a lot of PGA Championship, Trey Lee, and get you ready for the PGA Championship coming up. with Andrew Oliphant and all those. My friends at Zero Res got we got through Mother's Day. We got graduations coming up, high school graduations coming up. Get a lot of reasons to get in touch with them. It's our great friends over at Zero Res and Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. Mention my name right now. 3-room special, 4-room special, 5-room special. Get any of those. Get a free hallway clean. ZR Water's working. Military discounts. Ask about that for veterans. With a great month going on there. Think about Zero Res. Think about getting those carpets clean, air ducts, tile and grout. Any kind of area rugs. It's our friends over at Zero Res. ZeroResGreenville.com. 558-7300. 558-7300. I got a Florida fan that's on me a little bit. I said, stop bashing Florida. I don't think I was bashing Florida. He goes, this year is going to be a completely different team. Yeah, but you got to understand something, 44-22. That's what you told me like the last 10 years. Like anytime I say anything bad about Florida, I'm not sure if this is the one Florida fan, but we have a Florida fan that texts in and is like, well, but they're different this year. Well, yeah, but are you? Then he said, well, if you want to talk history, Clemson's 3-9-1 against Florida. Well, yeah, but they played three times since 1930. I don't care about leather helmets. Because you brought up that old history of Florida as some type of slander. Clemson had more success in Florida pre-1991. Sorry, can't help you there. Head-to-head, 1920s, 19, Clemson got decimated by war, World War I. You ever heard of it? Like, come on, man. Let's. Florida should be better. That's all I'm telling you. Florida should be better than they have been in recent years. Maybe I'm giving you too much credit, actually. All right, so I asked you this, Will. Jack Nicklaus said that, quote, I was offered something in excess of $100 million by the Saudis to do the job similar to what Greg is doing right now, Greg Norman. I turned it down once verbally and once in writing. I said, guys, I had to stay with the PGA Tour. I helped start the PGA Tour. He turned down $100 million. By the way, Jack Nicklaus said, my advice to Phil would be to be patient. The world is a very forgiving place, but he's the one. He has to decide where he wants to play and what he wants to do. For $100 million, Jack Nicklaus at the age of 82, who we mentioned in the first hour, is worth $400 million. The question would be for you, Will Clinton, for $100 million, what would you not do in sports? What do you have admitted to us now? You would hang up your Clemson fandom. You would head down to Williams-Brice and you would proclaim, go Cox on the 50-yard line for $100 million. You become a lifetime Gamecock fan for the rest of your life. How old are you?
33.
33. You got at least 50 more. I'm going to give you 55 more, get you to 88. Next 55 years, you would live longer as a Gamecock fan as a Tiger fan for $100 million.
I'd be on every single billboard.
Is there any team that you just despise in sports? Any individual, any team you just makes your stomach churn?
Yes. Definitely Notre Dame is my most hated team by a long shot in every single sport.
Really?
Yes.
Would you become a Notre Dame fan, touchdown Jesus, golden domer, play like a champion today? $100 million sitting on the 50-yard line at Notre Dame games for the next 55 years.
I'd be on every single brochure. I want that $100 million today.
Let's put it in patriotic terms. The number one sworn enemy right now in the United States is Russia. China. Would you uproot the family, future family? I don't know, go meet you a nice... Back in the USSR,
I could an American mail order husband.
would you go coach the former Soviet hockey team, the Russian Hockey Federation team, for $100 million?
I don't want to touch on that right now.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
I'm going to say no.
The point is, Jack Nicklaus turned down $100 million. You know, we all have morals. We all have values. We all have principles. We all have ethics. We all believe that we want to do something. But pen comes to paper. Could you turn down $100 million?
but you have to look at it in perspective. My net worth is about $1,000. So that's
yeah, it's a little different than Jack Nicklaus's $400 million.
That's like me turning down $250. I would not take $250 for any of those previous scenarios.
Right. So in putting apples to apples, yes, I can certainly see that. For $100 million, just think about like my son and my wife, how much better they would be. My wife would encourage me. We'd be Garnet Black, man. We'd be Red Sox fans. I'd be in Fenway Park. I'd park the car, the parking lot. Say, go Sox. It'd be wicked for $100 million. Give Jack Nicklaus credit. Texture said, 0789 said, my morals go out the window at $10 million. So, you know, at $10 million, you could actually afford to go buy your Michelob Ultra at the PGA Championship this week. When we were at Arizona for the first national championship game, Clemson's second national championship game, the first one in the college football playoffs against Alabama, after booking flights in the middle of the third quarter from the upper deck, the next last row of the stadium down in Miami, and how expensive the flights were, how expensive the tickets were, how expensive the hotels were. At that time, the Powerball got over $1 billion for the first time. No. Is it a billion? Not a billion. No, not a billion. Was it $100 million? What was it? No, it was $1 billion. Right? The Powerball's gotten $1 billion before, hadn't it?
I do not keep track
of
that.
I bought one Powerball ticket in my life. Me and Quackenbush, we spent $2. Look at highest Powerball. We spent $2 on one. The highest Powerball ever is $1.5 billion. So he has over $1 billion. And so we're sitting there at a restaurant the night before the game. And it was the first time that it went over $1 billion. 2016, that's right. Got it to 1.56. Nobody won it that time. And my buddy said, you know, if we won that $1 billion Powerball, we could afford to pay for some of this trip. So.
Some of it.
Yeah, $1 billion. So I'll ask you, Will, you're a man of values, I think.
I like to think so.
Less down on find out at 6:05 this morning. But yeah, you're a man of values, principles. At what price do those go out the window?
Definitely under $100 million. Yes.
Obviously. Good stuff. Going the extra mile, that's what MileWise does. Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive Brad Hughes. We get in touch with Brad Hughes. We want to pay less with our car insurance now. Think about Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with them, 292-3001. Going the extra mile, you know, coming from Avon Old Farms, Connecticut, as a classified redshirt sophomore last year, after tearing his Achilles in the spring game, Tyson Pumachon is going to Georgia Tech. 6 games, passing for 131 yards and 1 touchdown, rushing for 59 yards and 1 score, enters a transfer portal, and he's going to Atlanta, Georgia, staying in the ACC, and he's going to be a Georgia Tech Ramrodeck. Paul Chio, as you know, also transferred to Georgia Tech in the offseason. So that's the last of those. Also, Clemson, Dabo Swinney mentioned yesterday that 109 players entered spring semester at Clemson with the team on scholarship. But well, in the football program, all 109 still here, didn't lose anybody the transfer portal from the spring on. How about that?
That's fantastic. Okay. Yeah.
Skip the music because we're out of time. What 2 minutes, Joe? What do you have for me?
Tonight, after driving all the way down from Charlottesville to Myrtle Beach with the windows open, hanging those gloves out the window to dry them out, Clemson at Coastal Carolina, Chanticleers tonight. Broadcast at 5:30 p.m. here on the Roar.
I love it. 5:30 pregame show. Get in touch with that one. My 2 minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton@Newton.com. For all of real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out. EricNewton.com. Anything you need here in real estate in this Clemson area, he will take care of it for you for sure. My 2 minute drill is golf is already underway for Clemson up at the Scarlet Course up at Ohio State. The Tigers entered today 4th. They moved up 1 spot so far today as San Francisco's fallen down 2 over through 2. Clemson currently 3rd. You got to finish in the top 5. They're currently third, just two shots out of second. So go to golfstat.com to follow day two of three, trying to make it to the NCAA finals out in Arizona, out at Greyhawk, but they're up in Ohio today doing that. So good luck to the Tigers there as far as that goes. Let me thank Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com, Dr. Milt Louder, A Moment Milt of Amplus.com. Will Clanton, terrific job once again. Tomorrow we talk to him again, PGA Championship, and review Clemson and Coastal Carolina. Up next, to my favorite people, John and Brad. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful Tuesday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you on the radio.
WCCP-FM 104.